More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, beating burnout. Is your candle burning at both ends and the middle too? We'll help you restore your energy and live a more abundant life. 877-573-7825.
They want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, beating burnout. We're talking about those times where you just feel like, I can't believe I have to do this again. And that could be really any situation. We think of burnout related to work, but maybe you feel burned out in your parenting role, right? And you're having a hard time not being irritable with your kids. Or you're struggling to find meaning in the work that you do and you're wondering if it's time to make a change. Or maybe you're burned out in your spiritual life and you're struggling to experience God's presence. Or you're burned out from working on a relationship with your spouse or a family member or a friend that's beginning to feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. I mean, burnout can affect any part of our lives. And we are here to help you today get your mojo back, I guess, get your energy back.
Get your purpose back and stop feeling so awful. Because burnout really does make you feel awful. It steals your energy. It steals your joy. It steals your peace. It steals your compassion to yourself and other people. And we want to stop that all for you today and give you those steps toward feeling good again, lighting that fire instead of having it smolder out and burn you out. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And, you know, one of the things that we want to look at here is where does burnout come from? How can we deal with it more effectively and ultimately get past it so that you can get your joy back? So give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in via email. That address, questions@moretolife.radio.com. That's with the number two. questions@moretolife.radio.com. But we love hearing your voice. And if you're listening live, we'd love to ask those follow-up questions too. So 877-573-7825.
Now, I'm not going to even take a moment before I add this on. This coming Sunday is Father's Day, and we want to take a moment to just lift up all those dads out there who work so hard to be the dads that they are. The people that we love, the people that we care about, those father figures in our lives. And we want to give you a moment to really stop and think about those people, whether it's your Heavenly Father, whether it's Saint Joseph, whether it's your own dad or men who have come into your life to help guide you and lead you through your life. Remember to pray for them today, lift them up to the Lord, and remember to soak their love into your hearts. And if they're available here in this life, or even if you're lifting up those words to them in heaven, remember to thank them today. And we ask you all to keep a very special father person in our lives in your prayers. We ask you to lift up Al Cresta, who is in hospice now and has been a father,
a champion, a mentor,
the heart of not just Ave Maria Radio, but in our lives, and taught us how to be good people. He's a father, a grandfather, but he takes on so many other people's lives into his heart and into his guidance. And we ask you to pray for him, for his whole family, for all of us who love him, and for Ave Maria Radio today as we celebrate Father's Day this weekend.
So big thanks to all the dads out there, both biological dads and spiritual dads.
So important to remember to encourage them today.
And we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Beating Burnout. Are you feeling burned out in some part of your life? Maybe you're feeling burned out as a parent, and you're having a hard time not being irritable with your kids.
Especially if you're a dad. You know, sometimes being a dad is pretty thankless. A lot of society just runs dads down, and you're thinking, this is making me weary. Well, we're here for you today. If you're that dad or the person in a dad's life who wants to help them out.
On the other hand, maybe you're burned out at work and struggling to find meaning in what you do and wondering if it's time to make a change somehow. Perhaps you're burned out in your spiritual life and you're experiencing a time of dryness and you're having a hard time experiencing God's presence. Or maybe you're burned out from working on a relationship, whether with your spouse or a family member or a friend, and that relationship is beginning to feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. Again, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're saying, you know, well, what is this Theology of the Body, and how could it help me with burnout? Well, we're going to tell you in about a minute. But St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we can discern God's plan for living a more joyful and abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation, especially his design of our bodies.
You know, most of us know how burnout feels, but we don't really define it. Let's call it what it is. Burnout is effort minus meaning. The theology of the body speaks to this when it reminds us of the difference between work and toil. Before the fall, the work that Adam and Eve did to tend the garden was joyful and fulfilling. It had purpose and meaning, and their efforts literally produced good fruit. But after the fall, because sin knocked the entire world out of order, work became toil. The earth fought back against their efforts to cultivate it. Their work felt like a struggle. They lost sight of the purpose of their efforts. Work became something that divided them instead of making them feel united for a common purpose. This is the basis of burnout, when our efforts seem meaningless, especially when it comes to our efforts to work on our relationships.
So reclaiming our joy in the face of burnout means reconnecting with the meaning and purpose behind whatever it is that we're doing and approaching our work, our relationships, our spiritual life in a way that enables us to feel more connected to the people we are working with, in relationship with, or even to God. Often it takes making a conscious effort to step back from what we're doing, and especially the way we're doing it, and intentionally remind ourselves of why we're doing that thing, or who we're doing it for, and what our goal is in choosing to do it in the first place. And then we need to ask ourselves if the way we're doing the thing is really serving those goals. If not, then it's time to make some changes. You know, God does not want us to settle for grinding our way through the day in our work or life or relationships. Burnout can be a sign that we're starting to settle, and that we need to step back and practice what the theology of the body calls receptivity, by giving our situation to God, asking him how he wants us to approach that work or role or challenges that are in front of us, and listening for his voice to guide us through. If we do that, his grace will bring the meaning, purpose, and joy back into everything we do. So today on More to Life, we're talking about beating burnout. And if you are feeling burned out in some part of your life, whether that is burned out in your role as a parent and you're having a hard time not being irritable with your kids, or you're struggling to find meaning in your job and wondering if it's time to make a change, or you're feeling burned out in your spiritual life and you're struggling to experience God's presence, Or if you're just burned out from working on a relationship with your spouse or a family member or friend that's beginning to feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. All of those situations are times when we are expending effort minus meaning. And we want to help you reconnect with that meaning today. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you and we bring you all those situations where we feel that the effort we are making to heal a relationship, to do our work, to be in relationship with you, feels like effort minus meaning. We ask you to help us to step back, to bring those situations to you, and to be receptive to your grace, leading us to a place where we can find that meaning, that joy, that purpose once again, so that we can do all the things you ask us to do in ways that produce good fruit and feel rewarding because we are living in your grace and doing your will. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, beating burnout. Is your candle burning at both ends and the middle? We're going to help you restore your energy and live a more abundant life. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have an email here from Sarah in Michigan, who's listening on Ave Maria Radio through moretoliferadio.com or questions at moretoliferadio.com. Sarah says, I hate summer. All four kids are home, and I'm losing my mind, and they are losing theirs. I have to take them to the pool and the park and play days. And, of course, that adds to the laundry. All of those towels, meals are all over the place. I'm exhausted. What can I do? It's only been a week and a half, and I'm looking ahead at the rest of the summer, and I am despairing and feel burned out already and just want to cry.
Oh,
Sarah, I feel ya. It's a huge shift. Even I was a homeschooling mom, but I know that shift to summer where you move away from everybody's doing this at this time and everybody's doing that at that time can throw even people who are used to being with each other all day off. When you've had all four of your kids in school and you've gotten a few hours a day, and most people think moms get at least 6 hours, you don't. But even if you've gotten an hour or two where you can think clearly, and suddenly they are home and they have no rhythm and no schedule and you're playing the cruise director, you really can feel very burnt out. And I really have a lot of compassion for you. Let's talk about the fact that this is a week and a half so far. You've hit up against the idea of this is not working for you. This is not bearing good fruit, right? So I really encourage you to take this weekend and sort of make sure you're coming up with a daily schedule. And that can really feel like we're being mean, because aren't the kids supposed to be just having a great time and resting? And no, they'll get off kilter too. So creating a schedule, when is everybody going to get up? What are the easy breakfast, lunches, and dinners that you can have, and kind of meal plan that? What time is lunch going to be around? What time is dinner going to be? And then building in things that matter, working together on things around the house. If they're in school, they're old enough to be able to wash those towels, dry those towels, and put them away themselves. Even if they're just in first grade, you teach them that. They can help
and
out.
You can do that together too. And whether that's cooking or washing the laundry.
Mm-hmm. It can be part of that day and that rhythm that you're going to build in that allows you to connect rather than you doing it all and them losing their minds and you just being burnt out. Making a plan. These are pool days. But you know what? These aren't going to be pool days. We're actually going to be doing projects together. Coming up with some kind of schedule, and also building in something that is going to stimulate their brain. So whether it's summer workbooks from your local bookstore, whether there are educational games that they are going to play, really educational games that they are going to have time to play online for a part of every day, but they're going to be solving math problems, they're going to be doing some writing, reading together as part of your schedule, getting books. They don't have to be on their grade level. They can be good books that you can read as a family and have some time together. When you stimulate their minds during the summer, they are going to be less insane, because when their minds get tired of just not doing anything, they sleep less, they're crankier. Making sure you're building in healthy food during the summer. So I'd say take this weekend and say to your spouse and your kids, we're going to make a plan. I'm going to spend some time on my own, kind of figuring out what I need, and we're going to sit down and come up with a not a schedule, but a rhythm that we're going to follow daily, so that you feel less like you have to do all of it and everybody's less cranky and confused.
Well, I want to go back to something you were saying, Lisa, about, you know, the cruise director thing.
Yes.
Sarah, I get the feeling that's really how you feel, that you know, during the rest of the year, you know, you're able to just do what you need to do.
Right.
Right? And now you feel like you have to just be entertaining all the time. And that's really not what you're called to do, right? I mean, you know, a really important part of family life is making sure that the kids know how to contribute. And so really the summertime should be easier for you because you're having them doing things with you, like the jobs you need to do around the house. Okay, guys, we're going to go clean this room. Okay, guys, we're going to go dust the living room. Okay,
together.
Guys,
and it's not like you have together. To assign it or teach it once and walk away. In fact, Rachel Watkins was talking about this last Friday in her segment. You can go back to that podcast if you like, about how you really need to be training these kids by doing it with them while you teach it to them day in and day out, so they begin to take on those skills and those things themselves. We were at a college orientation a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying, hey, can you please teach your kids how to clean and do laundry and even take a shower without you telling them how this summer, because you're sending them to us and they don't know what to do. We shouldn't have that going on.
Yeah, so, Sarah, if you're interested, you know, because you might be saying, well, this is different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure how to pull
how to
this off.
This.
At our app, Catholic Home, it's spelled HOM. It stands for Households on Mission. If you download the app and become a subscriber and really try it out for the first 30 days for free, we talk about how to do this, how to create the kind of family life where you're all working together, where you're being a team, where you're doing these kinds of chores around the house in a way that actually is fun and enables you to enjoy each other's company and show up for each other. And then it makes you want to go out and spend some time in the pool with the kids, or want to go to the park, because, you know what, we worked so well together and I feel so good about us, and let's go celebrate that, right? That's very different from feeling like you have to do it all yourself or you have to drag them all through it. And we provide the daily accompaniment. Our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches is on the app answering questions, hosting discussions about how to do all this, and really enabling you to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission. Download the Catholic HOM app today, and we'll help you really overcome this challenge that you wrote in about, and just really build a more loving, faithful, caring, connected Catholic family. Check it out, Catholic HOM, the app. And we are going to go to break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about beating burnout today on More to Life. If you're feeling burned out in some part of your life, whether that's working on a relationship that feels like it's more trouble than it's worth, or dealing with being burned out as a parent, as Sarah was saying, or just feeling like you're losing the meaning and purpose in the job that you have or the work that you do, or feeling burned out in your spiritual life for that matter, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls and questions coming up after the break. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, who'll be sharing some insights on burnout in family life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in a minute.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The devil will always do his best to tempt you into sin until you get to that place where you love sin. That's what he wants. He wants you down there with him. And not because he loves you, he hates you. When you do what the enemy tempts you to do, he does it out of pure hatred.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Garendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, beating burnout. Is your candle being burned at both ends and in the middle too? We want to help you reclaim your joy and experience a more abundant life in whatever area you're experiencing burnout right now. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, mom of 11, and she's here today to talk to us about burnout in family life. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Hi, Greg. Hey, Lisa.
We're so glad to have you with us.
Well.
You do. I mean, let's go through that intro again. You have been married for a very long time, and you have 11 children. If it just life and with 11 children, nobody knows burnout like a mom who has a big family. What wisdom do you have to share from your experience?
How can we recognize it?
What I want to talk about is all those symptoms of burnout that I've looked back on and realized, wow, I was in the middle of it and did nothing to stop it. I kind of just kept going. I'm going to muscle through me, myself, and I. And so what I want to do is, this is a good time with heading off into summer and thinking of the previous mom's message.
Yeah.
Take a minute and look at yourself to see whether or not you can identify these symptoms. Does everyone make you angry, including yourself? Do you just want to run and hide from everyone, including yourself? And does nothing bring you happiness? I'd say you've got burnout in some area of your life.
Yeah, even if you're just feeling that creeping up on you.
Exactly. When you feel that coming up, that's when you need to stop. Just stop everything going on. And take a moment. You know, talk to your spouse. Maybe you do need to go do an hour of adoration in front of the tabernacle or go sit in a beautiful park, some place where you have some peace, to say, Lord, I'm not happy about really anything going on right now. Where am I overextending myself? What is an area that you need to come into? And then you can then take a look at everything. I think summer is a great time to take a vacation from some of the responsibilities you've signed up for. Maybe there is a place where you can go to the book club or the prayer meeting or the committee that you're on and say, you know, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks from you, from this activity, to breathe deep and to see whether or not it does have a meaningful place in my family and in myself and what we want to do to show our love for each other. And
yeah, I love this idea of you said stop, and then what went through my head is stop, drop, and roll, the old thing they used to tell us about.
Yes.
If, you know, we caught on fire and we're burning out, let's stop, drop, and pray and say, really, Lord,
exactly.
Where's the purpose in this? What should I be doing? What shouldn't I be doing? What's next in what you're trying to share?
The next thing you do, and you mentioned it, Lisa, has your prayer time fallen off? And as a mom of a large family, believe me, I was not spending hours in prayer quietly in my room, scripture, highlighter, notebook, and journaling. No, my prayer time was as it came on the fly. And our faith has a treasury of those short prayers that we can say that can restore our peace of mind, give us strength, and let us know that God is watching over us. And one of my favorite prayers that I've been saying recently is, Jesus, I know you love me. Not Jesus, I love you, which I do, undeservedly, but Jesus, I know you love me. Because we can beat ourselves up. My kids aren't neat enough. I don't have enough activities planned. All these things are going wrong. But in spite of that, Jesus, you love me. Blessed Mother, you're with me. And repeating those throughout the day, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, taking just a minute or two, or, you know, or longer if the kids are out having a good time, to say, Lord, I need your strength. I need, like wedding feast at Cana, my jars of wine are going empty. Can you please refill them?
And, you know, one of the things, too, that we've done in our family is you know, we give blessings to our kids all the time and pray over them. And they learn to be able to bless us as well. So if you're having one of those moments where you're just really burning out as a mom or a dad, it's okay to have your kids come over and say, you know what? I could really use your blessing. And as long as we've been teaching them how to do that along by blessing them, you know, we can turn to our spouse, we can turn to our kids and say, you know what, just could you pray for me today? Just put your hands on me and just offer up the day for me. And it really changes things pretty dramatically when you see your spouse and your kids coming around, rallying around to give you that spiritual support. It makes a huge difference. Rachel, thank you so much for those tips. I really appreciate your insights and your suggestions. I know that all the parents out there who might be experiencing some degree of burnout really benefited from your wisdom. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Check it out. And we are taking your calls, listeners, about burnout in any area of your life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We're going to help you reclaim that sense of meaning, purpose, and joy, so that you can rejoice in all the things that God is asking you to do. 877-573-7825.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
A conversation I had several years ago with one of our listeners who wrote to me and said she was being challenged by a friend or a cousin or someone regarding the church and various teachings, especially on marriage and abortion and whatnot. And she said, I need the answers and I need them quickly because I want to quiet this person and shut them down. And I wrote her back and I said, I'm not going to give you the answers. I will give you some resources, such as the link to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And I said, but you need to look these up and you need to read them over and you need to learn them, because this is not going to be the last time that you're going to be challenged or questioned about your faith. And what good is it if you're just barking answers to someone and you're not able to explain them charitably? This is a way we all should learn, by doing the work ourselves.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus looks at Philip and says, Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father. In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach. Jesus' answer was, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Did you know that research shows that married couples who find time to connect in meaningful ways tend to be happier and more resilient? It's not just about going out for a date now and then. It's about connecting in simple, ordinary ways on a daily and weekly basis. It's about finding ways to work, play, talk, and pray together instead of individually. For example, when couples choose to make a meal or clean up the kitchen together, that experience can nurture a sense of teamwork and collaboration that spills over into other areas of their relationship. Couples can connect by regularly doing something fun together, too. It doesn't need to be big. It might be as simple as reading a book together or taking an interest in one another's hobbies. As small as these rituals of connection might seem, over time, they create a deep, solid foundation for any marriage. They create the time couples need to share experiences, relate on a deeper level, and build a shared life together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in the book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you would like to find faithful help with your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled Beating Burnout. You know, are you feeling burned out in some part of your life? As Lisa was sharing earlier, burnout is effort minus meaning. It's when we pour a lot of energy into something and we feel like we're not getting anything back. And because of that, we feel like we're losing the meaning of doing the thing we're doing. So are you feeling burned out in some part of your life? You know, maybe you're feeling burned out as a parent, as we were talking earlier with Sarah, who had written in a question. Maybe, and you're having a hard time not being irritable or frustrated with your kids. Maybe you're struggling to find meaning in the work that you do and wondering if it's time to make some kind of change. Maybe you're burned out in your spiritual life, and you're having a hard time experiencing God's presence or knowing His will, and you're just in a dry spell, and you're wondering how to get out of that place. Maybe you're just burned out from working on a relationship with your spouse, or a family member, or a friend that's beginning to feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. Well, we are here for you. Let us help you reclaim the joy and insert that meaning back into your effort so that you can live life more abundantly. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one thing that Rachel was talking about made me want to reflect a little bit on the difference between burnout and depression. Because there is a connection, but they are different things. And, you know, so for example, Rachel was saying, you know, if you're not enjoying anything in your life, that's more a depression, actually. Mm-hmm. So burnout is where you find that you're losing meaning in some part of your life. You know, you're feeling like your work is less meaningful, or your particular relationship is less meaningful, or a role you play
is less meaningful. As Sarah was saying, you know, her maternal role is just, you know, frying her out, because in the summer, it just is running the kids to things. It doesn't seem meaningful.
So the joy and meaning goes out of one part of your life. Depression is more when you feel that sense about everything. You know, when you feel like the joy and meaning has gone out of most things, or has been, even if it's not completely gone, then it's largely been drained from most things.
Yeah, it's dulled down, like there's a big gray film over it, or finding joy and meaning in it takes a Herculean effort of your thought process.
So burnout can ultimately lead to depression if we're not careful and we don't take care of it when it's, you know, when we first see it. But there is a difference. And, you know, if you are feeling that sense of the meaning having gone out of most of the things in your life, or you're struggling to find that meaning or joy in most of the things in your life, please do get appropriate professional help by contacting a local mental health professional, or if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this, don't hesitate to reach out at CatholicCounselors.com. But don't let it go, because the reality is that depression can be treated very, very effectively, and people recover from it very well, especially if you address it early. But we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Let's talk about beating burnout today on More to Life. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love being able to hear your voice and ask those follow-up questions so that we can tailor our response to your particular situation. So the number again is 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, Courtney emailed us just before the show at questions@moretoliferadio.com. She wasn't sure that, she wasn't sure that her topic applied to today's show, and said, you know, we could do it whenever we want to do, but I read through your email, Courtney, and it sure does, especially when we're burning out on relationships. So let me share what Courtney has written. She apologizes that it's a little long, but boy, I think we can really see her burnout in it. She said, I'm not sure how to proceed in my relationship with my parents. I'll try to sum it up as much as I can. They have been awful to each other for as long as I can remember. I'm 44, and they're in their mid-70s. Mom's territory is the upstairs of the house. Dad sleeps in the basement and does most of his living there. I'm the oldest of three children, and I've always been their doormat. I'm married with four children of my own. My mother's health started really going downhill 6 years ago. She's become an alcoholic, depressed, and reclusive since retiring about 10 years ago, but claims she's fine and there's nothing wrong with her at all. She had a stroke 4 years ago and nearly died, but came through it with no loss of memory. She got slightly better after recovering from that, but is really on the downhill again. She's on a blood thinner for life and was told by the doctors that she shouldn't be drinking much, if at all, but she does and denies the extent of it. Her ability to manage her personal hygiene and household duties are really suffering. She refuses help offered, and she refuses to discuss her health with anyone. She gets mad and defensive or just ignores me when I ask questions about upcoming or prior doctor appointments. My dad would also likely be considered an alcoholic in that he drinks something every day. He's still functioning, he can take care of himself and their home, and has a part-time job. He has been quite thoughtless and mean to most people, and I don't think he even realizes it. I have learned a lot from your show about the best way to communicate with them about all this. I am kind, understanding, loving, respectful in my in-person and phone conversations with them about their behaviors and the alcohol. I have sent heartfelt letters, texts, emails explaining how their behavior towards each other affects me and my family, along with pages of resources for getting help with marriage counseling, depression, and substance abuse. I set all of the appropriate healthy boundaries and explained why they do not see as much of us as they used to. These communications were not acknowledged at all by my mother and only slightly acknowledged by my dad. My question is this: how do I proceed in my relationship with my parents from here? I feel like I have done all the things. They continue to not hold themselves accountable and have never apologized for their bad behavior. My contact with them is very limited at this point, but when he does see me in person or he gets me on the phone, my dad continues to bark orders at me that I need to do something about Mom. And when I try, she acts like nothing is wrong. All the while, they belittle each other with me in the middle. I have lately really started, quote, holding up a mirror, as you would say, standing up for myself for the lack of respect I feel from them and calling out their bad behavior. I remain respectful, but matter of fact, and now have more courage to try harder to hold them accountable. They need a lot of help, especially my mom. I do love my parents dearly. I feel guilty that I'm supposed to be doing something more despite all of the efforts I've been making over the past 4 years to help them see the truth and get professional help that they need to move productively in the right direction. What do I do now?
All right, Courtney, thank you so much. And I want to thank you for being such a faithful listener and, yes, and working so hard to incorporate the things you've heard on the show into your relationship with your folks. So just a couple of thoughts here. So let's start with the phone call thing, because that's a very specific thing that I can offer some very clear guidance on, and then we'll just back it up and give you some principles to apply to the whole situation. You know, when your dad calls up and you know, starts barking at you to do something about your mother, you know, you have provided them with resources. You have let them know that you're there to help them if they want to get help. But, you know, fixing your mom for your dad's sake is not your job. If anything, it's his job to stand up and insist that she get help. And so the best response when he starts barking at you is to say, Mom is your wife.
And she's your job.
She's your job.
Not my job.
God gave her to you to help her become everything God created her to be in this life and get to heaven in the next. I've given you resources. I've given you numbers. I'm praying for you, and I've given you support. Go do your job.
Yeah, Dad. My job is to be a great wife to my husband and a mother to my children. Not a mother to mom, not a mother to you, not your extra wife because you don't want to do it.
Not your savior.
Exactly. That's your job, Dad. And you're capable, you're taking care of the house, you have a part-time job. Direct your attention to mom and the way of your household.
Go get the resources that I've given you before. If you need the numbers, I'll give them to you again. But go do your job. And then if he continues barking at you, say, make an excuse and say, I'm sorry, Dad, I have to go. The kids need me, or I just need to go, or I can't talk to you when you're like this. Whatever. But it's not your job to fix them. It's your you as a loving, faithful daughter, you are giving them resources, and you're making yourself available to help if they want it. But it's not your job to be the family savior.
And Courtney, I want you obviously listen to the show a great deal. I want to remind you of something we do remind our listeners of often. Even the person whose job it was and is to be our savior doesn't always get through to the stiff-necked people.
He stands at the door and knocks.
And knocks. He gives us the resources we need.
He doesn't kick the door down. He doesn't suddenly apparate inside of the room.
He doesn't, you know, punch us out and say, do what I tell you to do. He's there. He gives us all the resources we need to be able to connect and be in relationship with him and be our best selves. And just look around the planet. A lot of us are saying no thank you to that. That's heartbreaking. But we can't do more than our Lord himself does, because that's out of order.
So there's the specific response to the question about how to handle Dad's calls. In terms of the larger relationship, what do you do? You know, you have the relationship that people make it safe to have with them. And when I say safe, I don't mean physically safe. I mean safe all around, right? You know, how much can you deal with them and not have to spend the rest of your day putting yourself back together?
Or I'm even going to say this, because, Courtney, you've been such a faithful daughter. You've worked so hard on this. Not have to spend hours and hours where you could be enjoying your own husband and children, doing the self-care you need, spending time with the Lord and rejoicing because you're working on the project that is your parents. If they are stealing who you are supposed to be and the role you're supposed to be playing for you on such a consistent basis that you're actually shortchanging your family and yourself, that's, again, not balanced in the way it should be. Yeah,
but you've said you're setting boundaries there, but you want to keep setting those boundaries and kind of pulling back the line to the degree that it's safe to be around them. You know, can you do a 5-minute phone call without getting sucked into the drama? Can you do a texting relationship without getting sucked into the drama? You know, can you see them in public but not in their house? You know, like, what are the things where they kind of basically behave themselves and they might be irritating, but you can kind of walk away from it and say, ugh, and then get back on with the rest of your life, right? Versus you spend the kind of time in the kind of situations where you just get all caught up in it and it just really kind of stops you from being able to enjoy your husband and your children, like Lisa was saying, or just, you know, hey, you have to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together again. Let them tell you what kind of relationship is safe to have with them and scale it back to that point.
Through their behavior.
Now, in terms of their health, I mean, if you're genuinely concerned about their safety or their deteriorating health and their unwillingness to accept help, you can contact elder services in your county.
Because she lives 2 hours away.
Oh, sorry.
So in your parents' county.
And they will do a social work visit, a wellness check, and make appropriate referrals. Or if your parents are unwilling to accept that help and in genuine danger of hurting themselves or you know, in some way, then they can help you begin proceedings to be able to have them court ordered to assisted living. So, you know, long term, that might be what you need to do. To actually get them the help that you need. I will say that just as in conclusion, you know, honoring our mother and father doesn't mean doing every darn fool thing that they say they want to do. It means working for their good. And it means living in a way that, you know, allows people to say, you know, Courtney done been raised right. You know, even if we weren't.
I mean, we can honestly say that somehow through all this, the Lord managed to raise you well enough that you're trying to be a wonderful daughter and a faithful daughter to them. You're good.
You're honoring them.
Yeah. Right?
And so you know, we have to make sure, even in difficult situations with our parents, that their health is being taken care of, that their safety is being attended to. If they're not willing to do that, you can't force that on them unless it gets so bad that you need to contact elder services in their county to do a wellness check. And we already talked about that. But, you know, the big takeaway here is, you know, to remember whose job it is to quote unquote fix mom. It's mom's job and it's your dad's job to
That's
help
right.
her.
Your job. And this is what I really want you to remember and work on a daily basis. Your job at this point is to focus solely on your husband and your children. Believe me, the time you have with your kids is going to fly by. And you don't want them at the end of their childhood to say, Mom gave all of her energy to my grandparents, and we really missed her. We didn't get enough of her. So focus on your marriage, your children, your well-being, all of your faith life together, and do what you can for your parents within very structured boundaries.
All right, well, we need to go to break, but it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Beautiful scripture to help us beat burnout, as we're talking about today on More to Life. And, you know, again, the advice we've been giving throughout the whole program is when we're experiencing burnout, you know, don't feel like it's up to you to plow through that and just keep doing the same thing and getting less and less out of it. Instead, it's time to step back and bring the situation to God and ask Him to help you see it through His eyes, to see if He wants you to change how you're doing the thing so that you can experience more joy and meaning in the effort that you're putting out, so that the work you're doing feels less like toil and feels more like the rewarding work that God has asked you to do to build His kingdom. Isaiah 40:31. Check it out. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. We are taking your calls about beating burnout today on More to Life. Are you feeling burned out in some part of your life? Maybe you're feeling burned out as a parent, and you're having a hard time not being irritable with your kids. Maybe you're struggling to find meaning in your work and wondering if it's time to make some kind of change. Or perhaps you are burned out in your spiritual life, and you're experiencing a dry period where you're struggling to encounter God's presence or hear His voice or know His will. Or maybe you're just burned out, like Courtney was saying, about a particular relationship, whether that's with your spouse or family members or a friend, and that relationship's beginning to feel like it's more trouble than it's worth, but you don't want to give it up. How do you approach it in a way that feels fulfilling? 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions about beating burnout today on More to Life when we return.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Adam Bly and I invite you to join us as we tackle the spirit world on EWTN Radio. Adam has assisted at thousands of solemn exorcisms and resolutions of hauntings. He also reaches out to educate people on the paranormal and the occult in our culture. Join us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern for the spirit world on EWTN Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Beating Burnout, as we talk about ways to get the joy back in your life.
Let's talk now with Anne, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Hi there, Anne. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. I'm burdened by my 17-year-old son. So, long story short, he's our one kid that within the last probably year and a half maybe, that we've struggled with him just following our family lifestyle of being, you know, going to daily Mass whenever we can, Sunday Mass, family rosary, working together, playing together, as you guys always say. And so he's been very defiant in some aspects. He's been very just doing a lot of, making a lot of choices that we don't agree with. Just part of it, I don't know how much of it is because he's not following what I'm hoping for each of my children, is to dedicate their lives to God and to have a more fulfilling life that way. So it could be part anxiety on my side, him just not following the path that I'm hoping for each of my children. But at the same side, I don't know if he's got a little bit of depression going on, because my husband has kind of had to really bear down hard on him just to keep him to follow the lines, I guess, because we can't talk him or reason with him, I guess, to see things in a more positive side. We're always wrong. So,
and then I have to ask, have you gotten any professional counseling with all of these concerns you have? Have you turned to someone who can help walk you through this?
No, not as of yet. My son is very resistive of any type of help in any way. Like, he won't even take ibuprofen or put sunscreen on. So
okay,
it kind of tells you where
so
his mindset is.
Because I've only got 2 minutes, and I want to make sure we're giving you something meaningful. And one last question. His behavior is a message, right? He's saying, "I'm angry about something." You know, whether he's angry at you or he's angry at the situation. His behavior is saying, you know, I'm so. We tend to treat these things as behavior problems, where we just sort of, like you said, bear down a little bit harder or impose consequences, and that's okay to do it first, because you know, if that works, then great. But when it's not working, then kind of I need to step back and say, you know, what is his behavior saying to me, and how do I address that deeper wound? Would he be open to that kind of conversation, do you think?
Possibly. With me, it's getting to the point where it's very hard for us to get him to open up or have any type of meaningful conversation with him anymore.
Okay. Well, so what I'd like you to do is for you to try that first, and to go to him and say, you know what, son, I'm sorry if you feel like we haven't gotten what you're trying to say to us, but I've been thinking about our relationship, and I've been thinking about the things you've been doing and the way you've been acting, and it occurs to me that you're trying to say that you're angry and you're hurting about something, and that you feel like maybe me and your dad haven't really heard what you're trying to say. I would like to hear you. I would like to understand where you're coming from and what you're upset about. and I'd like to work through it with you. Let's see what we can do. Now, so start with that conversation. If that doesn't work, if it shuts down, if he's just defiant more, then it's definitely time to seek counseling. And I know it's hard to get kids there sometimes, teenagers especially, but if, you know, God forbid he had cancer, you'd make it happen. And this is going to be a cancer, if it's depression, that really eats away at his soul, his well-being. So I'd really encourage you, if that conversation doesn't go well, to go ahead and then seek that professional support, either by working with somebody local that you trust, or if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this, reaching out to us at CatholicCounselors.com and we can hook you up there. And thank you so much for the call. We have added your family to our More to Life prayer list. There are ways through this, and if we can support you in any way we can, we'd love to hear from you at CatholicCounselors.com. But thank you again for tuning in. And listeners, get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because with His grace, there's so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.